Casas de Don Pedro is distinguished by several environmental statements of significant importance, all of which bear the name of the Orellana Reservoir and Sierra de Bela. Tourism in Casas de Don Pedro. Smart tourist signs in audio format. Bird Observatory. One of the area's attractions is bird watching at the Arroyo Honda Weir, where there's an ornithological observatory. The Arroyo Hondo Lake Dike is a spot frequented by herons, storks, and several species of waterfowl. There are artificial islands created for the waterfowl to nest. Griffon vultures and kites from Puerto Peña can also be seen in the area. From Casa de Don Pedro, there's a hiking route of just over 12 kilometers. It's circular and usually takes 3 hours to complete. It's low in difficulty. It takes cycling enthusiasts just over an hour to ride all the way around it. Leaving the town, we come across enclosures dedicated to grazing and some olive groves. Then we enter an area of meadows and head downhill towards the Orellana Reservoir. We reach the Dehesas Canal and cross a bridge over it, making a short detour. Once we cross the bridge and are on the other side of the canal, we take a path downwards until we reach the Bird Observatory, which is located near the artificial Arroyo Hondo Lake. The route continues around the lake until we come to an uphill passageway that leads us back to the town. Many also choose to follow the canal until it meets the road. The Casas de Don Pedro Weir is ideal for bird watching in summer and winter, although in spring you may also find various birds, mainly ducks and geese, terns, black-billed terns, stilts, thistletails, and the little ringed plover. The observatory consists of a wooden hut slightly raised off the ground. It's relatively close to the shore, although binoculars or ground-based telescopes are required for appropriate bird watching. It has low windows almost everywhere and a shutter to close them if necessary. If we are stealthy enough, we can have an experience with other birds, not just the waterfowl. The skies are also filled with birds of prey and others that come to bask in the warmth of the abundant life in this space. Among others, the blue-winged kite, common buzzard, Bonelli's eagle, booted eagle, black kite, common crane, azure-winged magpie, hoopoe, woodchat shriek, and the thicker lark stand out. Wild boar and deer are also found in the area. The vegetation we see tends to be of the riverside kind. Although as it is an artificial dam, everything is being redone. Further away from the water, cork and home oak trees dominate, as well as shrubs such as rock rose and thyme. A QWERTY podcast production for Radio Viajera, financed within the framework of the Project for the Development of Smart Villages of the Government of Extremadura and the European Union, with the collaboration of Roots Around Extremadura and the Casas de Don Pedro Town Council. Thank you.